I think we could do is walk down here about 300 feet and walk straight down that slope to us.
I do too. It doesn't look so bad from here, does it, Pete?
Pete, with that direction of your travel be to the northeast direction?
Now what we do is go directly east and then walk directly sort of north, you know, curving right around it down to it.
Roger, copy, you're going directly east and then you'll be curving around going up north towards the surveyor.
Yeah, you get a kind of an optical illusion depending on where you're standing.
Trade me one, trade me magazines.
Okay, wait a minute. Careful when you undo it.
I tell you what, you better put that one in.
Oh, we want the dirt.
Okay, I want to put it back on here, Pete.
Oh, all right, I'll try.
I don't think it makes any difference.
We just put it in here, you're right.
Okay,
just put it right in here with the rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let me hold the camera, see?
Wait a minute. Okay, go.
Yeah,
what are these cameras got there, didn't they?
Pete, a reminder on that film pack, cycle one frame before you start.
Roger. We cycled one before we took it off, dude. I think we're in good shape, Houston.
I think we've practiced this a few times. I tell you what, why don't you let me hold it for you? Okay?
Just a second. Here, I'll do what you need to do. Pull this out of the way. The lock is what's driving me buggy. Wait. Hold the camera. Hold it there. Okay. That's it. Hold the camera.
Got it, Pete.
Got it.
there.
Got a lot of those. We've got too many.
Oh, you did get a lot of these?
Yeah. Why don't you get that?
Get
that.
Get the rock with it.
Right. Okay, get some rocks with it. That's a good idea. Yeah, here's some rocks right here. Those are good rocks.
You know, we keep collecting a lot of the same type of rocks because there just didn't seem to be any other kinds around.
I haven't seen any microbrecha the whole day. I've looked around for it. All I've seen is some basalt. I've seen nothing that looked particular at all except on the surface.
I haven't either.
You know, it's real strange. It's not at all like Neil's rocks.
Roger, we copy those comments. Pete, now we show your 2 plus 23 into the EVA, and based on a 4-hour EVA, you'd be leaving Surveyor at 2 plus 50. But don't rush. We'd like to make sure you get a good rest before you go into it.
Okay. Why don't you give me a rock or two, Pete, and I'll stick in there. Got any spares? There you go. Good rock. Good rock. A sample of a glass bead and some local rock on the south edge of the Surveyor crater in Houston, and it's going into bag 14D.
14D.
Back to all our training. Yeah, I try to remember who the guy was and kept saying, whatever you do, don't get dust on the dome. Okay, we're going to jog on here for a little bit, Houston, and get a little bit closer to the Surveyor and look it over. Yeah, hey, that's coming in from the south. Looks like a good way.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Al. I'm just going to loop right around here.
That's what I mean. If you stay at this level, you'll end up at Surveyor.
You're right.
Follow the contour line. No problem at all, Houston. Look at the scoop sticking out. I think I could see that before.
Pete Nail, could you give us a comment on how far you're sinking in?
Not sinking in very far at all. This is fairly firm stuff. And I'm down in the crater about the same distance down as Surveyor is. I'm just going around it radially. Did you say so, Al?
Yeah, I'd say that. I think Houston was just concerned about us getting down in this crater. We've been thinking about
okay,
it,
Houston. Now, don't worry about it, Houston, because it's no strain. I'm 200 feet away from it. I'm at the same level. The ground is firm, and I can go right back up the way I came out with no strain at all.
That's right.
Roger, sounds good.
It was going to be last night when we were talking about it.
Yeah, it is. I don't think there'll be any strain.
Now, I'll tell you what let's do. Right over here, and we'll park all our gear, take ourselves a little rest, go over your photo plan, and then we'll head
right
there. Let's go right over here. I'll tell you what, why don't you get a photograph of it right now?
It's a good place.
Okay, we'll do. Stop and do it right here. Trying to see which way it landed.
Okay, Pete, and Al, when you're looking at it there, would you also try to determine whether there's any effect from the dust during the descent? That is, could you determine whether there's more dust on either the west or the east side of any of the bays, and the north or the south side of the camera?
Okay, we sure will. I actually flew around it. However, I probably passed closer to it than I am parked to it right now. No, that's not really true. I'll tell you the way that dust was going, it probably went right over top of it.
Yeah, that's right. Any dust you hit on the edge would never go down in this crater.
Yeah, what happened to your volume, Al?
I don't know how to. Sounds good to me.
We read you both loud and clear.
I'm talking loud enough. Okay, no problem. I'm going to move you up here just a little bit without any tools, which makes it pretty easy. But look, I'll tell you what, let's leave the whole
Okay, wait, let's take the tool carrier with us. I think we go right up the other rim and around to
Sure.
Right on that blocky baby there and
right over there. That's that neat crater.
Yeah. Well, I'd rock you. Just
come off the back of the limb.
Turned up. I could have landed the limb at the bottom of that crater.
That scared me to death, but
carry the hand tool carrier down there.
Oop.
And let me take some pictures up here around it.
Okay.
Now look, you can see which way it came in. See the way the spear pits dug in over there?
Dug up there, you're still sitting there.
Yeah.
Still make a good shot. You're not supposed to take pictures of that leg. We'll have to do it though.
Being brown there at the Cape. Kind of a light tan, or maybe that's the way it's changed color. What color was this one? Houston white? When it started out?
Stand by on that.
Yeah, it looks a light tan now. I tell you, this crater isn't as steep as we thought, Pete.
I better be careful. I'm going to get dust on her.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll stop here and just read the last picture.
Cal, the equipment bays were white on the side, and the scoop itself was a light blue.
Well, it's kind of a... Well, we'll get down there and get post-inspection. What was the general color of all the structure? For example, all the struts and the like.
That's all white. The equipment bays and the primary structure is all painted with a white paint.
Starting to turn tan or something. We'll have to look at it more closely.
No, that's not happened.
It's changed color, huh?
It sure has.
Let's cut that paint brown.
And imagine what?
You know, it's funny. On the slopes here, it's just a little bit softer, but there's no tendency to slip down or anything like that.
I know.
I don't think it's any deeper.
A little softer, maybe a little deeper.
I'm going to move this down here just a little bit closer, Pete.
Can we take a rest down here where we can see it better?
Okay, but just make sure we don't get any dirt down here.
Okay, we'll walk real slow.
Hey, you can sit over there where it dug those scoops. You can still see the, well, that's going to make some beautiful pictures on the way that's weathered since then. Doesn't look like the pictures we saw a long time ago.
That's going to be good.
Oh, that is interesting.
Wasn't
it? Yeah, look at how it's kind of made them into... Once again, looks like it rained on it. They've taken on a little...
I wonder if that was from us.
Oh, no, I don't think so. As you notice, there's a general trend of lines along here from the north... That'd be the north heat to the southwest. See those lines running along through the crater here? I think I'll take a picture of that. And this thing is dusty. Have an 8. Just do this.
Yeah, this has those lineal patterns here, Houston, right down inside the crater.
And they're not laying at all in the same direction. It's not from us. It's not from the limb.
Roger.
I tell you what, hey, Al, did you get a picture right across there?
Yes, I did, Pete.
Why don't you go ahead and put this together?
Okay.
Are your tongues while you're there? Just a second. I'll get back to you. A place to rest.
The way that thing goes?
Yeah. There you go. There you go. I think that's it.
Surveyor landed April 19th, 1967.
Hold that a minute. It's just a second. What are you trying to get? I want to drop something down in there. Okay, there. Now I can hold it. What do you want me to hold? Hold that camera a second. We just throw that camera away. Well, I was thinking that earlier and decided that since this one broke, we might have to put that one on. There you go, the reliability. I will not explain it. In your bag here. Let me borrow you a little thing here while we rest. Tell you what, why don't you mosey down there and start taking some photographs? That's a good idea. Got your cut checklist, sir? There. Okay. The first thing is photo bay A. 11, 15 feet, one picture. 11, 15, let me get a check. 11, 15. Boy, that's turned just kind of a light tan, hasn't it? Sure has. And some of the things are even a dark brown. Now you're closer than 15. Don't go any closer. Maybe I better back up and add a boy. How's that?
Yep. Hey, Pete, do you think there's a chance you're at the wrong surveyor?
there.
Boy, it sure dug in the ground, didn't it? Oh, look at those pad marks. They're still there. Still the waffle imprints on it. Okay, what's next? Toto TV sector, F-8-15, three pictures. Okay, let me move down. Hey, this cuff checklist sure helps do the job. It sure does. Cadet Gibson checklist. Okay, yeah. Hey, look at that. Dirt still on the foot pad. It's going to make a compliment to the Capcom. Hey, we got a nice brown surveyor here. You see, even the tanks, which were raised the visor, it's not so brown, but it's, and the glass is still on the top. Not a bit of it is fractured. Yep. Crazy. Okay. Shovel is a gray. Take the surveyor scene here. I don't want to kick any of this dirt up because I'd like to get a picture of the compacting of the dirt there.
Yep.
But a bit tough shot. That's Photo TV sector, F-8-15-3. Now I have photo scoop imprints. F-8, it's a
5-2 in stereo.
Okay, wait, I'm not finished yet. Boy, that color chart has sure changed colors these days. Okay, let me get a quick shot here. I'm about to see no shit. Okay, now what? The foot pad? Photo scoop imprint. F-8, 5'2" in stereo. Okay. The scoop imprints look different than I imagined. Okay, let me try. Get a little closer.
Have to really bend over.
Oh, you do.
Back up. But where are you shooting now?
Shooting right there with the
scoop. Oh, I'm sorry.
The next one is photo the foot pads, two prints, F-8-5-2 in stereo. Hey, just a second, I'll get it. I know what I'm going to do. Okay. But yeah, I'll get the foot pads now. And then I'll also get the dirt that's on them. That looks good. Okay, what's next, Pete? This dirt surface by the foot pads. F-2 area, okay, and take photo. F-P-2 area, F-8-5 in stereo. Okay, will do. Get it. Hey, that disturbs it, all right. Well, we'll be able to get the boxes to surveyors, so no strain. Get a bunch. There's one. Okay, next one, B. Photo vernier engine bay A, F-11, 5 feet, one picture. Okay.
Get a little bit to the
That's pretty good. The engine is still green.
Yep.
In fact, that green seems to have less change than most of the rest. Okay, B, that's complete. Photo large box A, F-8, 5 feet, one picture. Okay. Let's say that again now.
Let's check it somewhere else real quick.
The big box.
Okay.
At 5 feet.
5 feet?
At F-8. That
will do. Will do.
Okay, now be careful about the glass.
Okay.
And they want you to... smoke that over carefully and photo wipe and then photo the...
Now be careful, let me look and see what it looks like.
Houston, not a bit of this glass is cracked. One little piece down here looks like it no longer reflects. But other than that, it's in perfect condition. A little warped. Segments warped, but other than that, it looks pretty much the same. The thing that's most amazing to me is how it's turned so brown.
Roger, we copy that, L.
I'll wipe it with my, I'm gonna wipe it, but not with my glove. I'm gonna wipe it with this little cloth that protects my wrist ring. It doesn't have any structural, anything structurally associated with it.
The wipes off just like you'd expect us to wipe off glass.
I need to wipe a couple spots, so it might, it's gonna be tough to show this piece that's in the shadow. Give it a go, though. I don't
think the pictures are going to show you much, Houston. Because it's, I would give it a go, but they're better than no pictures at all.
That's right. That's
exactly right. Okay, got it, Pete. Ready for the next one?
Okay, photo small box, F-8-5.
Okay, now it's pretty much in the shadow. I'm going to open it up a little bit.
That's my shadow.
No, it's in the shadow of the landing radar. Or the,
yes, I think you got a photo of that scoop there the way it dug in.
I did.
There's no way I think it slid down the hill on us the way it dug in.
Okay, now let me get that foot pad. That's a beautiful shot there. We're going to do foot pad 3, I guess it is. Or is that 1?
Foot 3.
Okay, and that's going to be an F-8, probably. Stay low. Let me track 5-6.
That aft honeycomb shock absorber shut to dirt. Looks like it took some of the shot. Other than that, the front one didn't appear to do that.
There we go there. Sure isn't going to slide down the hill, though, that's for sure. Okay, Pete, what's next? Back up 15 feet and take it.
Oh, baby.
Okay, let me get up
11, 15, 1.
It's going to be a tough shot because it's in the sun, but I'll get ready to go. Get over here, it might help it. Back up a little bit more. I got the 15 feet, Pete.
You're more than 15,
okay?
Now you're good.
Point too high. I know what I'm trying to shoot the top of it, I guess. Give him a few extras.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, photo solar array. You got photo foot pad 3.
But those solar arrays are not blue anymore. They're black.
Hey, how do you do that? Let me try it from here. What's the solar array setting? 5.6, 15 feet, 1 photo.
I'll try.
Okay, shot. Okay, move around to the front. Excellent. Photo foot pad 3, F-11, 5 feet, 1 photo.
Alright, got it inside. It dug in real well too. It's probably, it's right, in fact, it's right dug in right to the top of the,
And the next thing we're going to photo is the scoop trenches, F-8, 5 feet, 2.
There's a Canopus seeker. Here, let me get the top of this little instrument box because the glass is fractured there. Very interested in that. See if I can get it.
See up the hill here. Oh, look, there's where it hit.
See? That's your warning tone or something else?
No.
Nothing I know.
That's that noise again we had yesterday, remember? Okay. Now I photographed the trenches, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this is so much easier working around than in 1G in our practice. It's unbelievable.
Pete, can you move your shadow in this situation?
Roger, Pete. Good way to have it.
What is it, 5 feet or 5 feet or 15 feet? What are you photoing now, the trenches? Photo the scoop trenches at 5 feet, F-8.
Hey, watch it.
Watch it. Now you're going to get dust on them.
No, I'm watching real close.
Now you're farther than 5 feet.
Come here. You're right.
Attaboy.
That's it. Hey, camera's moving all the time, so I guess we're getting
them. Okay, photo the TV mirror.
Okay.
Well, the TV mirror is F-8. 5,
right there.
A TV mirror is brown.
Yeah, it's no longer a mirror.
No, it's brown because it's looking at brown, isn't it?
thing.
No, it looks like
it's got some coating on it. Yeah, it does. Why don't you stay right there and I'll come in and wipe it.
Okay, come on in and wipe it.
Look it over. Close.
See the mechanical components down inside it.
Just got a fine dust.
Fine dust on it. I'll be done. Yeah.
Get a shot of that. That'll be a good.
Get me stupid set right.
I'm not set right.
But did you tell me 5-6?
No.
Well, it'll give you F8, 5-B.
Hold up.
Okay, I just did. I'll take it again. Pick up over here, Pete. Get one more shot.
Okay.
I don't get a chance like this every day. Shoot the extras, we got lots of stuff.
Here you go.
Okay.
Go ahead, you get yourself a photo too.
Okay, just a second. Back up just a little feet. Try for 15 feet. Okay, that'll be good. How's that look to you?
Good. And just a foot.
You gotta tell them that you're not,
eh? Oh, that camera is just burnt right on the money. It's out of focus.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, I'm jiggling it. The surveyor is firmly planted here. That's no problem. Okay, Al, we're ready to start getting a TV camera.
Okay.
Now, hey, do you want to do something for me first?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I sure will. I'm going to have to cut it on the other side.
Just wait a second, let me get in there.
Okay.
Drop that in a can. That's the only piece they're going to get that way.
Okay.
So the catch is, I got to cut the cable back here, though.
Okay.
Why don't you give that a cut right there, Pete?
All right.
Give him a couple pieces.
There you go.
All right, back off. Okay, you got to cut this cable too, Pete.
No, it goes around the camera.
All right.
Oh, no, it doesn't either.
On those tubes, isn't it?
Yep.
I don't know, there's a few extras.
It is, it's wired entirely.
No, you got to cut the other side of that little hole.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
Now you got it.
And all right, you see that material disintegrate.
Hey, that cut's easy.
Now, which tube did you want to give me, Pete? Told me to hold one of those tubes?
Get in there?
Let me get in there close. This.
Damn it.
Yeah, okay. Go.
Weathered a little bit, 31 months in it.
See here, though.
Tell you what,
buddy, that antenna is still pointed right there.
It's not normal, though.
Never had to move.
Okay, that's done.
Captured that.
Okay, we got the, sample, Houston.
Barrel sample, the cable
and tube.
Okay, that's in there. Good. Let me make sure that's in there tight, Pete.
Okay, one shiny tube coming up.
Okay, wait a minute. Be around here in a minute.
Look at how that stuff fractured.
Yeah,
the paint flake got.
Yeah.
That looks like a shiny mirror, some sort of thermal coating.
Good luck.
I hate to tell you this, but the surveyor tool is gonna be.
Hey, that's a tougher tube than we're supposed to have, Jay.
I'd say forget that tube and find another one.
And I'm gonna break the tool.
I know it.
That tube on the back we're supposed to collect, Houston, is just a little bit stronger than it's supposed to be.
Or glass mirror.
Roger, we copy.
Tube. How about right here, Pete?
We copy.
Wait a minute. It's a shiny tube. That'd be a good way if we could cut it.
Where?
Right there?
Oh, that's even thicker.
Yeah, I guess it looks good.
Get the camera.
Get the tube.
What's your bang and look
way out of that glass?
The tool, no kidding.
Hey, Pete?
Huh?
What's your bang that glass one?
Won't even break.
Yeah, it's pretty good glass, Houston.
Can't even break it with our...
There you go.
Half a piece off and I'll collect it for
you. Kind of crunches, doesn't it, isn't it?
That's not glass.
No.
Man, forget it.
Oh, what it is.
That's sure not what we tried out in Houston.
Right, it's a case.
That's metal with glass.
You better take a picture of it, though.
Take a picture of it.
Excuse me.
I need to know where you are today.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's a tough shot, too. Get over on this side of it.
Okay.
Okay, that'll be a good shot.
Okay.
I see.
There's another.
I can see.
Come on, Dory, we got to move.
Excellent.
Okay, whip around the other side of that. Let's get that camera.
All right.
Wait, I've got to open your bag. Bob,
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, just
got to open your bag.
That opens good.
Okay.
All the parts are working.
Thanks.
Thanks to Joe Roberts, this bag's going to do the job, I think.
There.
You can turn on this thing. Be here, reach down in there and open it up now.
Okay.
Yeah, it works great. Thing popped out, it's wide open. That's the silver beer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's not. Every second I spend opening it up is worth about 2 minutes when you try to put it in the bag.
Okay, I think it's open.
Hey, I got a shiny tube for you.
Okay,
let me get it.
You sure do.
That's a good one too.
Here, wait a minute.
Watch your hand.
Okay.
Cut. Hey, boy.
Good cut.
Good cut.
Good one, Pete.
Okay, two more tubes on that TV camera and that baby's eyes.
Okay, good.
All right.
Tubes up.
Here's one.
Beautiful.
Turn around. Let me lay it on you, man.
Right in that side. Hey, is this ever lighter than that one in Houston?
Let's get the scoop while we're at it.
I can hold that thing with one hand and open the bag.
Get in there.
Get in that bag.
There you go.
In the bag?
Now, wait a second.
Yeah, I gotta zip it up.
Good chill.
Copy, it's in the bag.
It's in the bag.
Okay, let me get around the other side. It's a little hard to zip. This is one of the hard parts.
Okay.
Want me to bend over a little bit?
Yeah, sure would.
How's that?
Lean back. That'll do it, just like that.
Don't pull me over outside.
I won't
want to do that
right there.
One more pull and I got it.
Okay.
I got lots of oxygen.
Same here.
Okay, now let me put the covers down on it.
Before you get that thing buried too deep, how about let me cut this scoop off?
Well, okay, the scoop goes right in here.
Oh, you got a place for it.
Oh, sure.
Didn't think you were going to leave without a scoop, did you?
No.
Okay. Is that the scoop?
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's what they said, but...
Okay, let me hold it.
Wait a minute.
Let me have...
Yeah, you got it.
Broke.
That's good.
Oh, smooth as silk.
That is part right here.
Now, that's right. They wanted it... No, they wanted it... Just half of that joint, so cut it right there.
They cut, and they wanted that joint if they could get it.
They have to look, no, you're okay.
That's it,
that's it.
It's standing.
See, we got dirt in it.
We got some original dirt.
Okay.
Get an extra sample for you, Houston. Scoop's got dirt in it.
Well done, troops. Say, when you move out from here, right, well, first of all, we show you're 3 hours into the EVA and you're about 10 minutes behind the nominal traverse we have figured out for our 4-hour EVA. However, your plus consumables are holding out real well, so we suggest you go on with the nominal traverse. We may want you to cut down to perhaps just one sample at block rocky crater.
Okay, that's what I wanted to do, is get a rocky crater.
Look at that, Pete.
What?
We thought this thing had changed color, but I think it's just us. Look, we rubbed into that battery.
Yeah. It's getting shiny again. Let me get a shot of it.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that's what, maybe it's good to just collect all this red dust.
Okay, Pete, now, before you leave there also, would you get some of those geo samples, which we've discussed, as well as some of the loose soil from that area?
Well, there, right now.
Okay, let's do it. Here's this rock right here. Let me give the surveyor tool a heave.
Okay.
You don't need us for anything, do we?
Houston, we don't need the surveyor tool anymore, do we?
If you've got the TV back at the limb already cut off, then there's no more need for it.
That's right, that limb, that TV
is
okay. Al, have I got my scoop on?
I've got your full measure of rock right here.
Hey, let me go get the sample bags.
Hey, that's a good one. I don't think the TV could see that one. Maybe it was too close.
How about this one?
Look, I'm down with you.
Okay. All right. Now, trying to remember where that,
they got some platy ones?
There's a square one. I see one up there right now. Where is that one that had the lines in it?
I think it's right over, right up here on the...
But it's crater, right up. I'll show you. Looks like...
Pete, now, Houston, before you leave the area of the surveyor, would you take a look back at the surveyor and see whether the direction of the sunlight has any effect on the colors which you see?
Direction of...
Wait, let me get this in the bag, too.
Sorry, didn't know you had it, Pete.
Okay. It's quite brown, wherever you look at it, up sun, down sun, or cross sun.
Strangely enough, that light brown rubs off. That's the funny part. It's funny because the dirt here is not brown.
Yeah, is that the rock right there? You know, these rocks, as they showed in the surveyor pictures, all have this soil build up around them.
Roger, Pete.
All the fillets around them.
Trying to remember where. I can't orient myself to the pictures, can you?
No, I think it's...
How about it? Can we grab this one right here?
That's a good rock right there.
I don't know whether I can get that or not, let me see.
Boom.
Look at it.
Attaboy.
There you go. Okay, let's head for Blocky Crater. Pick up a couple more of these en route.
That's good to me. Hey, let's get that brick looking one over there. I think that's one of them they saw there. Up the hill a little bit. Wait.
Pete, now, we have a comment on what you just said about brushing up against the battery case. Would you make sure that anything which you picked up against that battery case, you clean off your EMU?
There wasn't any signs of KOH anywhere.
And we looked, and
the battery case was tight.
Nice and tight and brown. That here's the one, the square one, Pete.
Roger.
There.
Okay.
That's about enough rock, Pat.
I think it is. There is. For here.
Let me get it. Okay, you got it. Good show.